This is CliffCentral.com.
What a man, what a man, go. What a man, what a man, go. What a man, what a man, go. I love this. And it's featuring on Vogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I was so in love with that little Louise. She ended up marrying some footballer.
From En Vogue.
Yeah, her name was Louise. And I remember she left that band and she came to South Africa and she did an autograph or a photo session or whatever it was here in Sandton.
Yeah.
I was on campus radio at the time, right? And I managed to get an invite because this was the most beautiful girl. So I go along. I have this photo, but you will never see this picture. It is the most embarrassing photograph you've ever seen in your life. I looked so ridiculous. I was a student. There's this pop star and this freaky looking strange human being standing next to her. That's me. Oh my God, it was embarrassing.
Okay.
I destroyed the photograph immediately afterwards. Even though I was a big fan of hers, I just destroyed it. I was too embarrassed that anyone should see that the picture of this beauty and the beast.
Mm.
And I was the beast in every way. Jesus. I almost scratched myself out of the picture with my thumbnail when I saw it.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, it was horrible, my buddy.
No, yesterday when
I showed it to a kid once and they jumped off the edge of a building.
That's what I heard.
It's a monster!
Yesterday, I got out of my place and one of my neighbors...
You're always out of your place.
No. As I was getting out, I came across one of my neighbors.
Yeah.
And this girl is just so beautiful. It actually made me hurt inside. Like, I ached. I felt...
Is she single?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Bring her here as a guest. Tell her we've got to interview her.
I was just like, it's not fair that some people get to look this way. It's just not fair.
Describe her to me.
She's this petite little thing with, like, she's got braids in her hair. Mm. And she's got this beautiful face with this pouty mouth.
Oh.
And her skin is just
perfect and flawless.
It's glorious and it glows and it looks like honey soaked. That's just annoying. Oh. Stop it.
Let's all take a minute to revel in this. With Manny Pacquiao. Meet you in the parking lot and look at you with my eyes. Mabali's neighbor, you're so hot. We all are attracted to you. You are a beautiful nymph. We're lucky to share the world with you. Sometimes when Mabali's in bed, she hears her neighbor's bang. And she hopes it's not that pure and beautiful young girl with some horrible heaving man. She doesn't want to imagine it ruined. Such perfection and such beauty. I hope her neighbor never meets Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yes.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yes. That's very important. All right, let's get into some news, everybody.
Yes, yes.
Sia has a horrible revelation for us. This is not the kind of information you need, but it's the kind of information you need.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's no other way to put this. Sia, what kind of flavors and scents, you know these bath bombs you get? You get a big ball, and you drop it in your bath, and it goes, it's like a big fizzy thing, and it makes your bath smell nice and all this stuff. I have seen them used.
Okay.
What kinds of flavors and smells are they developing here?
Haven't you ever just dreamed of immersing yourself in a giant bathtub of
in Cape Town,
KFC?
Are you kidding?
Cooking oil.
In Cape Town, they would rather have used KFC oil than nothing else. In Cape Town, they have no water. But see, you luxuriate every morning in the bath. Would you like this?
KFC cooking oil? No.
Explain it to me.
Oh, KFC has recently teamed up with a Japanese novelty retailer.
It's always the Japanese. You're smelling each other's panties to now this.
Y'all, like, what do they get up to there? To create, I really do think, quite frankly, one of their most outrageous products yet, which are bath salts shaped like a cooked drumstick that makes your bathtub look, and when you dunk it into the water, smell like one of the restaurant's used frying oils, and leaves you smelling like fried chicken after your bath.
Well, I know some people who'd be attracted to the smell of fried chicken. I don't want that.
Faith Mutambi.
Do you know that after I've eaten fried chicken, and it hasn't happened for a couple of months, I'm proud to say, I always feel like I need to take a shower.
Mm. A shower?
Doesn't that smell?
No.
Just to get it off you.
No. Like, I always feel ill. Inside. Like, your stomach.
You wash yourself out on the inside.
Your stomach feels like something has got to come out in order for me to feel a little bit better.
Mm. Right.
Well, this product in itself is shaped and colored like an actual fried drumstick. They even have like some tin foil wrapped towards the end, so you hold it like a little drumstick.
That's great.
Oh, and as soon as it makes contact with warm water, the drumstick starts to dissolve, and with a tiny carbon dioxide bubbles create the emulsion of frying. The water also turns an orange red color like used oil, and the air, well, that just is filled with the smell of KFC's secret mix of spices and herbs.
Yeah, this reminds me of that show. It was like, what was it called? Fat People in the Feeders?
Yeah.
You get these skinny little white guys who like feed these women into like behemoths.
Hang on, guys. Harvey Weinstein's on the phone. He wants to make a comment about these KFC bombs. Here you go. Throw up. I understand.
Well, if you want this, you have to stand the chance of being one out of 100 lucky fans who will get it. But by the way, this is actually not the first time KFC has created a novelty item. In the past, they've also created a fried chicken flavored nail polish.
What?
And a fried chicken themed fashion line, amongst other things.
Sis.
Why does the nail polish have to be flavored? Who licks their nails?
I do have to say, there's some kind of
finger licking good.
I saw some kind of KFC. Listen, I saw a KFC ad the other day, which was actually really funny. It seems like they've got their tongue in cheek now. They understand that they've got to make fun of themselves a little bit. Oh. Have you seen these ads?
No. Are they going the Nando's route?
I don't know, but it seems to me like finally someone at KFC has developed a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Because their advertising has always been like, we really are poisoning you, but it tastes so good, you know. They would never admit the first part. Now they're like having a joke, having a bit of fun with their own brand, which is, it seems to me, a very good decision.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for this. Because you can't really take it too serious. It's food, for God's sake.
Mm.
Not particularly good food at that. It just tastes really nice.
Tastes nice for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you, I mean, look, I'm not going to... If you bring a bucket of KFC...
Ben, you know what? Enough.
And why do you have the Australian voice on your Siri?
I don't know, guys. This phone... No. Like, I updated my software. And now
it seems to respond to me, though, not to you.
Are you sure there isn't a cockroach crawling around on your phone and it's busy...
Giving it instructions.
Pressing buttons and...
I don't know. I updated the software and now this Australian woman wants a part of my life.
Do you know, like...
Hey, Siri, please tell Ben's phone to shut up during the show.
That would be nice.
Let's see what Siri... Which one?
I've only got one phone.
Sorry, which one?
Ben's phone.
Which one?
Ah.
Ah, here. Ben Karpinski. Well, all right, we can't have these conversations. Goddamn Siri.
You can't expect another phone to fight another phone.
Let's get into some real news.
All right, so the South African Revenue Service is threatening criminal charges against author Jacques Beau, as well as the Sunday Times, after allegations about President Jacob Zuma's income and tax affairs in his new book.
This makes no sense.
The threats came yesterday as the president denied in parliament receiving payments from private individuals and companies. And SAR said that it viewed the publication of confidential taxpayer information as unlawful.
Okay, isn't it more worrying that the president hasn't paid his taxes in how many years?
Not according to SARS, Gareth, because they say that they are now seeking legal advice on what steps to take, including but not limited to criminal and civil investigation against Jacques Poe.
Oh my God.
As well as the Sunday Times.
How can it be that Jacques Poe revealing this stuff is worse than the president not paying his taxes? Does someone need their head read at SARS? I think we should all stop paying taxes, everybody. I don't understand why we should give an organization that is clearly this messed up any of our money. Why?
Let me ask you something, because tax revolt is something that's come up more and more often these days. How exactly do we execute that as citizens? Because if you're getting a salary, like, your income tax is taken off before it ends up in your bank account. Do you know what I'm saying? So then how do you revolt?
We do everything in cash. In other words, we stop doing business across the bank. We do cash business with each other. We start doing all our stuff off the books. I can't believe I would ever say this stuff, but I mean, maybe this is how we got to think. That's what Justice was saying yesterday.
Now, Poe is an award-winning investigative journalist, and he has alleged in his book, The President's Keepers, that the president was on a payroll for a security company owned by one of his benefactors, and he was pocketing R1 million a month. For some time after becoming president, he also writes that the president failed to submit his tax returns for years after he became president. And now SARS are saying, we're seeking some legal advice and we might very well institute some criminal and civil investigation against you, Mr. Poe.
I don't understand that at all. That makes no sense. Their priorities are all messed up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, doesn't it sound like somebody made a call to somebody at SARS and said, hey, listen, try and make this go away for me?
Yeah,
that's,
man,
what it sounds like to me.
This really upsets me. They should be more concerned that if the president's been earning $1 million and hasn't declared it every month since, what, 2005 or something?
2009.
They should be going after that income. And why hasn't he filed his tax returns?
What was Justice saying, that he quickly filed his returns on the Monday after the...
It's all just so... Come on, we know, we're not stupid. We know what's going on here. Ever since this Tom Moyani came in, I don't think SARS has got any credibility left. I don't think a lot of people are going to be paying their taxes. They've already got a shortfall of $50 billion. I think it's going to go to $100 billion soon. People are just going to say no more. Well, why should we hand over our hard-earned money to this government? All they do is they pass it around to their friends. And then they want to lock us away when a story comes up that proves that they're corrupt. Madness. And they blame it on, like, leaking confidential tax information. They wouldn't do that for you. If Mabali's tax information was leaked...
They wouldn't care.
You're telling me they'd go and arrest some journalist and say, oh, you poor Mabali, how dare you release her tax information? They would say, sorry, Mabs, there's been a leak.
No, they wouldn't do it. Because they wouldn't do anything.
These people all work for the president.
Yeah, they do.
And he works for the Guptas, and the Guptas work for the Russians. That's how it works. That's a chain of command.
It reminds me of one of those pyramid schemes. But that's
a pyramid
scheme. That's what it is.
That's why you know that the guy that you're dealing with who's corrupt is the small money guy. He has a boss who earns a little bit more. And so it goes up the chain until you hit the billions. After the billions, you hit the trillions. That's when you get Vladimir Putin money.
Yeah, basically.
Putin.
Ay-yi-yi.
Now, yes, it was mentioned earlier. So Christopher Panayiotou was yesterday found guilty of the murder of his school teacher wife, Jade. It all went down at the Port Elizabeth High Court, and his co-accused, Sinetemba Nenembe, was found guilty of murder and robbery with aggravating circumstances, while Zolani Sibeko was found guilty of conspiracy to commit murder. The trio also faced charges of, conspiracy to commit murder, kidnapping, robbery with aggravating circumstances, and unlicensed possession of a firearm and ammunition. Sure, that's a whole menu of charges that the three were facing. No word yet on when he will be sentenced, but, you know, a lot of people already saying, ah, well, what happens next? He probably appeals, and then this whole thing just, like, plays out for even longer. Because, you know, that's just the way that the legal system works.
Wow. It doesn't seem like anything's fair at the moment. It just seems like we're all just going to have to go along with all these crooks and what they're doing, and we're just going to have to accept it, which is so damn depressing. Ben, mine yes. does the same thing, my phone, says Sean.
Yeah, it Sean's just so did weird. It
as I was writing this. But you must turn, give me your phone. You must switch off that voice, the Siri that is activated by voice.
I don't think it was ever
pressing
on.
The button.
I never use Siri.
You don't? So you think it's never. The update that screwed things around?
Potentially. I never use Siri.
Michelle says, Sia, I would like a bath. At this point, maybe oil is the answer, even though I've never had KFC. Oh. There's no water in Cape Town.
Oh, man.
It sounds like Mabale with her juice, talking about the pretty neighbor, made me feel like going for a massage with a happy ending. She must be really hot.
She's gorgeous.
Huh. Hey, Gareth, what do you think would be a good amount to spend on Bitcoin? What do you start off with? And where can we see Run's portfolio? You know, this is the problem. It's like, I would have said don't buy now, but in 2 weeks' time, it could be another 60% up. You never know. I mean, I'm not the expert here. You should listen to Run.
But a safe bet is just invest what you're willing to lose. It's like any other thing. Yeah.
So if you've got 5,000 Rand, don't put 5,000 Rand in. You know, if you've got 5,000 Rand to live on for the month, don't put 5,000 Rand into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Maybe put a grand if you can do that. I was just really for me it was playing around, and I've invested in the stock market with Anthea, and we do that on hashtag invest, and those returns are solid, and she knows what she's doing, and I can trust her. But they're not these massive leaps that Bitcoin's been taking, so it's a bit of a gamble. It's like gambling. It's like going to the casino. So if you go to the casino and you put your whole salary down on the table and you lose it, you're going to have a terrible month.
Mm.
Don't do that. Put on what you, as Ben says, what you're prepared to lose. What do you think would be... Oh, here we go. Greg says, that song by Salt and Pepper shows the low standards that were set for men in the 90s. The one lyric is, he spends quality time with his kids. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? How can people give credit for nonsense like that? Well, I mean, it's Salt and Pepper. They're singing about their exes.
Well, I mean, there's what people are supposed to do, and then there's what people actually do or
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
I mean, in the real world, people don't do a lot of the things that they're supposed to.
Right.
Oh. Always more doo-doo in the end.
How is it possible that ANC members of parliament sit quietly and listen to how the DA slams the president? Why is no one in the ANC standing up to take the moral high ground and say enough is enough?
Because there is too much at stake. I mean, you were telling us what you heard the president say yesterday, which was that, you know, if people want to pursue the state capture thing, then they must be prepared.
They'll regret
for
it.
For the consequences.
Right.
People, there's too much at stake to go against number one right now.
And somebody else says here, I would love to not pay tax. That would mean an extra 12 grand a month for me. I wish.
Wow.
Well, if you think about it, it's take your salary, whatever you're getting, and add between 35 and 50%. That's how much more you would have if you didn't pay tax. Just think about it. I would never go so far as to say you should do that, because that would be illegal. But just think about it. Casper is on later on today. And who's co-hosting with him? Somebody's just sent me a tweet saying that they're co-hosting with Casper between 11 and 1 today on the Casper Radio Show. Oh. Very exciting day today. We've got Dave, what's his surname again?
Levinson.
That's right, Levinson. That's right, I knew it was something with Nell.
Uh-oh.
Dave Levinson, and then there's that Jonty, what's his surname again?
Searle.
That's right, with an S. That's Jonty Searle.
Saucy Searle.
And then Casper De Vries. It's a busy day, and then No Borders with KF Malindi later on. Busy, busy day. Friday is one of my favorite days.
And then 20-something as well.
That's right, with Jack Mutlante. What else do we have in the news?
A family that plays and prays together wins together.
Oh. Hallelujah.
A KwaZulu-Natal family has won the Lotto Plus jackpot of almost 28 million rand.
Nice.
After years of playing and praying together for a big win.
Nice.
The member of the family whose name was on the ticket said that they were a big and close-knit family and they had decided together to appoint him to claim the 28 million rand.
How big is this family? Because if there are 59 of them, they're not going to get that much each.
Well, it doesn't, they don't indicate how many family members there are, Gareth, but according to this guy who has now been nominated by the family, he says, for years we have played the lotto as a family unit by giving our parents money and numbers for them to play. And he said that it is only natural that we are all winners and we all share the jackpot. So the winnings will be deposited into his bank account. Then the family will transfer each member their share.
Oh, really? What's the bet? What's the bet this guy skips the country?
Well,
I know this is going to end in tears. This is going to go very badly. There's going to be some aunt who says, I didn't get my money. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because last week there were 7 members in this family and this week there's 28 members in this family.
Do you honestly think that it's going to get a little bit complicated?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how people get messed up? The happiest family, someone rich dies in the family. The minute that that person is dead and the will comes out, they start clawing each other's eyes out. And this is no different. 28 million.
Look.
They used to lend each other money, so they're obviously not a rich family.
Yeah, look, they used to give their parents money, and then they would play, and then the siblings would take a turn at playing, you know? So it sounds like they all played together.
You see 28 million in your bank account, this uncle who went to collect the money?
Oh, wait a minute. Minus what SARS are going to take.
Right, SARS. Okay, so call it 5 million at the end of SARS.
Okay, but now, firstly, that it's the U word here. When there's an uncle involved.
No, yeah. This is what I'm saying. The uncle's going to take one look at that bank balance and he's going to go, fuck these guys, I'm out of here. And
no,
he's going to hop on a plane to Monaco and you'll never see him again.
It's the older brother. So it sounds to me like this is a family of the parents and the siblings. No extended family members were part of this.
Watch them come. They're already knocking on that door.
Oh.
Have they published the names of these people?
No, they have not.
I'm so glad we don't do that in South Africa.
Yo, what? But there's going to be side chicks this weekend. There's going to be
lottery winners' names. Because now it will be Cizwe, but I raised you
when
your mother was off at work.
Yeah.
Do you remember who changed your nappies? Ungrateful child.
I wonder how long it takes to pay out lotto winnings. Because these guys won on the 25th of October. So it was like a week or so ago.
Let me tell you something.
I don't think they've got their money yet.
I've got some advice for these people. Do not tell anyone you have money.
Well,
just up and get out of your neighborhood in the dead of night. 3 a.m, you load up your bucky or whatever and you just get the hell out with whatever you've got and you go and you live in a totally different province. Get out.
So he says that they played a combined 4,000 rand over the years. And he says that their parents called them over to... No, let me read this in his words. We played a combined 4,000 rand and our parents called us over to tell us they checked the Lotto Plus ticket and that we had won the jackpot. Now, this man, who is still not being named, is described as a careful spender. And he says that with his portion, he plans on continuing to work, completing his postgraduate qualification, and then also paying off his debts. And then he will invest the rest.
Okay,
and
that's
and
smart.
Best of luck to that.
Yeah.
It sounds great. That sounds like the right people have won for once. Huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, the statistics...
But let's hope they stick to it, because you know, I don't know a lot of people who can be disciplined with that kind of thing happening to them.
It's very difficult.
You walk into the shop and suddenly you could buy anything you want. You drive past that car dealership and you go... I got 20 million in the account. What's 1 million to the rest of them?
Yeah,
I'll tell them the tax was more than they thought. In my Bentley.
Yeah, how do you explain that?
Because if this is a family of, say, 5 members, that's like 4 million each that they're going to get.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. Good for them. It does sound like these are good people. It sounds like these are, you know, ordinary people who are trying to make a way in the world. They've spent 5,000 over a couple of years playing the lotto, 4,000. So I think it sounds really like a fairy tale.
I hope they they don't become just another statistic who blow their money fast and end up fighting.
You know that is the way it goes, right? Mm. You know these lotteries, they always catch up with people who've won the lottery like 5 to 10 years later, and none of them have any money left. Mm. In fact, they're usually worse off than they were before. Because it messes your head up. You didn't earn that money. And when you've earned it, you slog and you budget and you save and you pay, and you have to have months where you don't do anything, and you have months where you can spend a little bit on yourself. If you suddenly have the money, it's too big a leap for a lot of people. And they just go crazy. It's like those, you read about those people who, they'll suddenly buy a jet. Mm-hmm. Mm. They had a bicycle before, and they suddenly buy a jet. And they have an entourage. And you're like, what happened to you? And they lose their minds. Money can mess with your head.
It does.
It can be very dangerous.
And it can ruin relationships.
Well, ruin families.
Yes.
That's the first thing they get rid of.
Well, on a smaller scale, it's what is going to happen in a few weeks in December. I do not know what it is with people when they get the bonuses. Oof. Or they're off work.
Oh, man.
We were just discussing this last night at dinner. That now people start to go, well, I'm going to go out for breakfast, and I'll go out for lunch, and I'll go out for dinner,
yeah,
then I'm going to go out for drinks.
On.
And you forget that January exists. Like it's a major surprise.
Like you got no warning.
Yeah.
Hi, January's here. What? Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. January comes at you.
I was talking to a friend of mine who says at their office, IOUs are a thing. Like there've been people who call the boss and like, hey, listen, I'm stuck in Durban. I can't make it back because I have no money. Can you please give me some cash?
Wow.
And you'll take it, you know, off my salary.
Oh.
Well, as long as there's
that is messy.
I'd lend those people money, but with interest.
Of course.
That's the way to play.
Imagine calling your boss.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we've all made it to the 3rd of November, which means your debit orders have mostly finished by now, right?
Yeah. So now you can sadly stare at the remaining digits in your bank account and feel sorry for yourself.
What, a friend of mine who just started adulting properly.
You have remaining digits?
Yeah. We're in negatives. A friend of mine who just started adulting was complaining about debit orders. I'm like, hey, welcome to the world. Welcome to the real world.
See, I like to stagger mine. So if there's an option for a 10th or the 15th, I find that it always keeps me, you know, keeps me guessing.
No, I don't like having hope. You know, I just want, when I look at my account, to know that what is there is really all mine. Everything else
it's never
just
really yours. Yeah.
Please don't depress me too
all right
much.
In a little while, this is very exciting. I haven't spoken to this guy in ages. I did see him the other night. Sito from Vonneboom and Martin Schofield, they're both going to pop by, and they're releasing their first album in 7 years. I'm so happy about this. Love these guys. I'm so glad they're back and they're releasing a new album. Lead single's called Southern Light. We'll play that for you a little bit later. We'll talk to Sito and we'll speak to Martin and we'll catch up with them. It's all going to happen right here on cliffcentral.com. I hope you're off to a good start this Friday morning. Don't forget our guest after 8 o'clock this morning, Neil Andrews, one of Ben's friends.
I like Neil.
Everybody likes Neil.
Yeah,
I've yet to meet someone who has horrible things to say about Neil. He's just such a good guy. So we'll talk to him at 8 o'clock this morning. That's coming right up. Who's every time you hurt me, the list that I cry? And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. All right. See, it got totally emotional in that song. Totally emotional. What did you say, Ben? He was like a?
Like a stray dog on heat.
Such a compliment. All right. Look who's here. Come in, guys.
Hey.
Have a seat. Make yourselves comfortable. This is fantastic. What a nice surprise for a Friday. I honestly didn't know you were coming until now. See, I just told me. I saw you arrive. Like, what the fuck are they doing here? And then he told me. I was thrilled.
Why are they here?
No, I was thrilled. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm... Because I saw Sito the other night. Didn't I saw you?
Yeah.
At the Evita premiere. You still go to things. I'm impressed with you. I thought you'd become a hermit like me. And there we both were.
I don't go to many things.
Get in front of the microphone. What kind of a rock star are you if you can't get in front of a microphone?
We're live already.
Yeah, we're live, dude. We
just straight in. We're not playing, eh?
No.
No ad breaks, no playing.
Nothing. No. How are you guys?
Cool.
Nice to see you. Martin, nice to see you, dude.
Yeah, it's been a good few years, eh?
Don't shout at me. We've got microphones.
That's how you normally
talk. So that's how I normally talk. That's my general picture.
All right, okay. Well, sit about
you
this far from the mic.
Turn the volume down a bit.
So you're too loud.
I project.
Yeah. And you're not the vocalist.
No.
Love that.
Thank God.
Listen, first of all, congratulations. I'm glad to see that you guys are putting out another album.
Yeah.
This is exciting stuff. Is it worth putting out an album in the music business these days, or is it worth putting out like EPs? I mean, how does it
work? It's an expensive business card.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is, right?
It's completely indulgent because we just feel, especially with the break that we've had, it was 7 years since we've last released an album.
The whole industry's changed in that time.
To like release it.
You woke up like, what's that? Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Suddenly everything's different.
Rip, you've been asleep for 25 years. Oh, just another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. So to release an EP after 7 years is a bit lame, you know. But yeah, it's definitely our finest work. We're really proud of it.
Dude, I'm still amazed that, you know, I get people who ask me about, you know, local music and all the rest. Vonnebuurm come up a lot.
Yeah.
People are major fans of you guys. You made a massive dent in this industry when you did what you did all those years ago.
Well, thank you. I think it's from years of just keep going.
Plugging, you know? Just years of being road rats and enjoying what we do.
You still love it, right?
We still love it. There's no
other reason to do it.
No, we've both done a lot of corporate stuff, you know. I mean, we've done stuff together. And we've all done a lot of other stuff. But at the end of the day, it's still rock and roll that makes us tick, you know?
Yeah, but you guys are real rock stars because I see you with your instruments and I see you up on the stage and I see you doing your rehearsals and stuff. And you're loving it.
Big time.
A lot of people... some bands, when you see them, they're busy getting it all ready. You could see they just can't wait for it to be finished.
It's sad,
yeah. Or you see big internationals and you can always see the look on their face like, let me out of this interview, get me to the stadium, get me off stage, I want to go home. You know, and for us, it's
the real rock star. Like, if you watch Mick Jagger, though, you know that guy's just loving every second.
He's still digs it.
Late 70s. Didn't he have a 2-year-old? He has a 2-year-old kid. Yeah.
It shows you what it does for your crotch area, rock and roll.
Isn't it amazing?
Massive.
Is your crotch area still healthy?
I believe so. I've never actually tested it.
What do you mean, Martin? You've never tested your crotch area?
No, I've never tested it in reality. I mean, I don't have any offspring.
You haven't tested whether or not you're fertile or not? Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're not doing anything with your crotch area.
No, but come on. We play rock and roll for a living. We don't even have to discuss that, you know?
But it's amazing. Like, it's still the sexiest job in the world. It really is.
You think so? Even with DJs and dance music and all that?
I've been a low-level DJ. I mean, I used to fill a room. The biggest crowd I played for was like 12,000 as a DJ.
Yeah. That's two Standard Bank arenas.
But you're still playing other people's music.
Yeah.
Sure. When you guys get on stage, and I'm not jealous of other people. I'm really not. I don't imagine that I should be this or that. I'm happy being me. But I do think life would have been amazing if I'd been born with the talent that you have. Because then I could get on a stage with a guitar and a microphone, could sing a song. I would just, you know, that feeling has to be euphoria. It has to be the most amazing feeling in the world.
Nothing beats it, you know? And I've done quite a lot of sort of different kinds of shows, musical theater.
You've done so much interesting stuff. In fact, we'll talk about that in a second.
But nothing beats rock and roll. It really doesn't.
Jesus once.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
A couple of times.
you've played our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
It was great going backstage at festivals, chatting to other bands, tuning. Listen, man, shut up. Fuck off. Who?
Yeah,
I'm playing a band with Jesus, man. Come.
So it's like that line from The Dude. What's that movie?
The Big Lebowski.
Don't, man, don't fuck with the Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah. And by the way, his mom's maiden name.
De Jesus.
Yes, I know. You've got Mexican blood,
Puerto
don't
Rican.
You? Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico. Shame. It's horrible what's happened to them in the last while, huh?
Yeah.
Your family there?
My brother actually just got out of there. He landed in Florida yesterday.
From Puerto Rico?
From Puerto Rico, yeah. That's I still have lots of family
there. They have no power there, have no water. It's a disaster. It's like the third world minus the third world.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really
it's
bad.
It's very, very sad.
Jeez. You went there when it was nice, though, huh?
Yeah, last time I was there was 87.
Beautiful place. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Unspoiled, lovely people. Yeah. A friend of mine just got back and said it is absolutely stunning.
Very cool.
Obviously,
food.
Before the hurricane. But
yeah.
So, all right, let's get into a couple of things. First of all, I remember you had your drummer and that horrible accident. He was killed, right?
Yeah.
2013.
Yes,
Garth. Around the corner here, March the 15th, 2013.
Yeah.
Wow, the fact that you remember exactly that date.
9:10 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Martin's memory is
amazing. How did you find out? Did someone phone you?
I got a call from a very close friend of ours who worked in the same
shop.
Not in the same shop, but the same distribution, musical distribution shop. I was just actually about to go to the bathroom, and I got a phone call.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, and I was just in complete denial. Really, I just said all I could say was no. No.
Be honest with me. You're. I know you're both nice people, but was your first thought, "Oh shit, this is going to ruin our tour"?
Tell me the truth.
No, it was not quite. Fuck, this is going to ruin my life.
Yeah, no, that's because you see, the thing about bands that people who aren't in bands don't understand is that it's really family.
It is,
and you're married to these people.
Yeah. So this weird, dysfunctional, twisted. Yeah. Family.
Right.
I've been in a relationship with this guy for like 23 years or something, 24 years.
And he hates you for it. You can see it in his eyes.
I don't know. You can see the hate.
Do you still, when you're on a, like you guys are going to go apparently to Japan.
China.
To China.
China, sorry. To China.
Because it's better being big in China than big in Japan.
Absolutely. Bigger market, right?
Yeah.
If you go to China together now, are you going to want to spend a lot of time together when you're not busy working, or you try to avoid each other?
Yes.
You like each other?
Yes, of course. No, we do.
That's the only reason why we're still together. It's because we like each other.
Yeah.
When you're spending hours and hours and hours on the road and you have all these crazy...
But you do get sick. You do get sick of each other.
No.
Well, yeah, but no. It's like brothers, like where you can really like...
We irritate
really
each other sometimes.
You can really have a proper sometimes. Like, find, like don't fights. Be a dickhead, you know, yeah. and stop, you know, or like... Your non-gluten eating hipster ass is getting on my tits.
Is
or Cito's going through one of his phases or whatever. No,
is that your thing?
That's
your,
his thing now.
Really? You're the non-gluten?
It's just
forced.
I'm forced.
Why? What's wrong with you? Are you unhealthy?
I've had gut issues since I was a kid. Anyway, my rock and roll lifestyle.
Did you hear about that thing where you can eat a capsule of someone else's shit and it'll sort out your gut?
Yeah, poo trading.
No, this is a real thing.
No, it's
apparently
a genuine thing.
You take a pill with someone else's bacteria, so their fecal matter in there.
And it balances the bacteria in your gut.
It gives your gut, if yours is lacking in that stuff, what it needs.
It's pretty twisted and
it's revolting, but it's a real...
Have you tried it?
No, of course not. Please, I wash my hands 25 times a day. Yeah, I'm terrified
of other
people.
We're waiting for the Christmas party, and then we're going to do that.
When you swap e-tags as well.
Hang on, so you have to eat non-gluten stuff? And
that's a long story short. I'm off the booze. I'm off the cigarettes.
When did you stop the booze and cigarettes?
Stopped cigarettes 4.5 months ago. Uh-huh. And I stopped boozing two and a half months ago.
And how's it going?
Oh, man, it's rubbish, man. Don't let anyone tell you, I'm straight now and it's great being clear-headed.
Horrible.
It's rubbish being straight. You must drink, you must smoke, you must party, you must shag. You must do it, eh?
Right.
If you can, eh?
I mean, what kind of a life is this that you've now got to know?
So
when you go out in China now with you guys are going to have the best time.
I eat scorpions on sticks.
But you're going to go out together now and you're going to drink, right, Sita?
I'll try.
Yeah, you'll have a drink or two. And then this poor bastard is going to be sitting there with a mouthful of teeth looking at you going, huh?
Having coconut milk.
Yeah, I mean, awful.
I'm the biggest pain in the ass out of all of them. I'm better sober.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, just not...
Is he unmanageable when he's not sober?
He's better sober, but not with regards to reefer. When it's his on week where he's smoking, then he's the best.
You still do that,
right? When it's his off week, he's the most... you can't. I can't have meetings with him. I can't.
Everybody
talk to him.
Has to have a little bit of a.
Yeah.
Everyone must have something. Right. If someone tells me they're completely straight, they don't gamble. I don't know. They don't look.
They don't
at
eat sweets.
Midget German porn. They don't
of course,
look
that's
at
my favorite.
They don't look at. Well, you know. They don't get whatever. I'm always like, well, what there's do something, you do? Well, you, I don't trust you.
I
why?
This,
like,
I had this conversation with Justice Malala yesterday because we were talking about how there was a story in the news about alcoholics, blah blah blah, and he said, oh well, you know, he's sometimes been called an alcoholic. He was obviously joking because he doesn't have a real problem, but we do think that he and I that people who don't drink. Like Donald Trump, like Jacob Zuma,
he
like
drink.
All the guys in Al Qaeda. These are not necessarily the kind of people. They're
role
mostly,
models, yeah.
They're mostly psychopaths.
Sure.
You have to have some kind of steam release, right?
Yeah,
100%. Pressure release. There's got to be. Yeah. There's got to be something.
It might be exercise. Some people are addicted to that. It might be
extreme sports.
Whatever it is. Everybody's got their something. So you've given up the booze and the cigarettes. What made you want to do that suddenly? Was it a health concern? Or was it?
Purely
he was forced to do it.
You like, go to the doctor and they said to you, oh, you're going to have no vitality points this year.
Yeah, like, son, your medical aid's done.
What did they say?
No, it was, it's just a mega IBS, like irritable bowel syndrome.
Like an itchy asshole?
I am an itchy asshole.
IBS means what? You
irritable
have stomach bowel. Problems the whole
yeah
time.
You're up and down and then you just bloated, then you're not, and then you can't eat
properly,
and then you don't, and you do digest, and then some things are great to eat, some things
I
aren't.
Bet you didn't it's wake up this morning thinking I'm going to go into
and
Gareth's
talk about
show and talk about my guts. Yeah. A horrible thing to do.
I hate having to bring it up anyway.
So listen, what made you decide to put out an album? Seriously, there's no money in it. Because releasing those songs, you write the songs, you could always perform them.
Yeah.
Why put them out on an album?
Because people like to have something tangible, even though it's not tangible, let's say maybe, well, it is for us, but in a CD form, but they still want something tangible. They still want to own something. People are still, they still want a part of you. And whether that's streaming or downloading or owning a disc, I think people still want something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's. I was going through. I can't believe I'm saying this because it makes me sound really old and ridiculous. But I was going through a whole bunch of CDs the other day because I like to have those.
Yeah.
You know, I bought an album like an AC/DC, black album, all those years ago, and I look at that and I think I've spent some of my hard-earned money on that, and I didn't have a lot of money then.
Sure.
It meant a lot to me. I can't throw that thing away.
No.
Of course I've got a digital copy on my playlist. Yeah. But I don't want to throw that thing away. It means a lot to me.
Absolutely.
And I suppose for a fan who's either been to one of your shows, they've met you guys, they've been listening to you for like 11 years or whatever, it's important for them to have something.
Yeah.
But even if you look now at the vinyl revolution, and okay, cool, it's the hipster guys with the vinyl revolution.
Friends, yeah.
My China's, the vaping guys with the beards and the gluten stuff.
Right.
Who's to say that in 20 years we don't have a CD revolution where we now, I don't know, wearing socks instead of no socks and...
Yeah.
Crocs are hip again.
Oh, God, help us.
And we're into CDs. And
Crocs were never really hip. They were always functional.
Well, okay. All right. So, never really. But let's say they become hip. I mean, a Paul Kruger beard wasn't hip either. I mean, geez, look at that. Everyone's walking around with Hitler hairdos and Paul Kruger beards.
It's pretty terrifying, right?
I love it. I just love
it. Hitler hairdos, Paul Kruger beards. Two of the least popular people in history, and they've inspired a new way to do hair.
Mega general. How many barbershops have sprung up, eh? It's
you're
become
right,
real,
that,
eh?
If you take the beard away, it's a Hitler...
It's a Hitler do.
Yes.
From the Radiohead lyric.
Yes.
Her Hitler hairdo is making me feel ill.
That's correct. You've got a bit of a Hitler hairdo, actually. Sito, what's going on there?
I was hoping you would notice, damn it.
What's going on there, dude? And do you get people calling you Despacito?
This is how we do it in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's old.
You should do a version of that, like a rock version. Make it sexy, because that song's not sexy.
But speaking of lookalikes, Martin is the English guy from Mad Men.
Yeah.
You are the character Lane.
I've had Mick Hucknall.
I mean, Chris Evans
when I had red hair. I mean, I actually have red hair, but it's just been grey forever. I'm a ginger.
It looks good, dude. I didn't think gingers go grey.
Do gingers go grey?
I
thought they were all killed off by their
because lady. Now the drapes don't match the carpets, do they?
That is both enlightening and scary.
Don't you wish, because I seriously do, I wish I'd been around and I'd known you guys and I could party with you when you were starting out, because that was such a hot time in music.
Crazy.
No, it was cool.
The parties, yeah. The women, the fun you must have had.
We do realize
insane,
that,
right?
As our wives.
Now you're both married.
Yeah.
You've both settled down.
Yeah, no.
It's marriage. Kind of. Yeah, well, you've settled down. Come on. Up to two months ago, you've settled down.
Yeah, exactly. We're still up to our, you know.
You have fun?
Yeah, of course.
We're just not womanizing anymore.
Yeah.
But that's the fun part.
It was.
You're
going to get us into trouble. Shut the fuck up.
No, that's not why I got you here. All right. Let's just talk quickly about some of the things that people may or may not know about you. It's 21 years in the industry, right?
Right.
8 albums.
Well, now 9.
9th release.
Listen to this. Headlined all kinds of major festivals around the country. Have been nominated for 5 SAMAs. Won a Canna Award, People Crystal Award, South Africa's Hottest Band. You guys have done it all.
We came second in a global battle of the bands.
I remember that. There was a world battle.
Yeah.
Please grab that guitar of yours. You didn't bring it in here for your health. I want to hear... Grab both those guitars. Gentlemen, let's have something special for a Friday morning. Are you going to play something off the new album? What do you want to do? Yeah, of course you can. I'm not going to tell you what to play.
Alrighty.
Martin, you going to choose something?
We're going
to... Don't worry, we'll arrange the sound here. We've got sound engineering you can't believe. Yeah. All right. Here they are. Everybody get ready. Wherever you are this morning, it's a special treat for a Friday. Sito and Martin Schofield from Vonnet Boom, they're going to play for us a little guitar version of one of their songs. What are you going with?
Ooh la la.
All right, let's take it away, gentlemen. Over to you.
Switch off, let's go. Got a rocket full of gas and a pocket full of dough. Eyes are keen, wits are sharp. She's like, whoa. Right. said, ooh, la la, I want you to be my guy. It don't matter what, ooh, la la, I want you to be my guy. She said, ooh, la la, I want you to be my guy. It don't matter what.
That's beautiful. Oh, man, what a beautiful way to start my Friday morning.
Rock and roll early in the morning.
Holy shit, that's good. Mm. I'm invigorated.
Cool.
Nice.
You know, music does that to you, huh? You just feel like you could conquer the world. I watched you two. You're so in sync as well. You, it's like you're reading each other's minds the whole time.
That's something we don't take for granted. Our relationship that we've had for, whatever, 23 years.
That's spectacular.
It's another entity altogether.
Yeah.
And Martin and I do a lot of, we've got a side project where I do Spanish stuff. And a lot of times we do gigs just together as a duo, private parties or whatever, you know. And I just have faith in that connection. And also in the songwriting, there's a relationship there, there's a chemistry.
Man, that little guitar solo.
It's like, thank you. It's like a lot of, it's almost like trust. Like if you never worry about your babe leaving the house because you know she's not going to shag someone else.
Yeah, well.
You know?
Yeah.
And like it's a complete trust thing. Like where,
unless she works for Harvey Weinstein.
Like, of course, of course. No. Hey, careful, my babe's in the TV industry. but like Ciro can, I will trust his decision making 100%. And he'll trust me 100%. If I say to him, listen, I believe in this chord is the fucking chord that's gonna do well for it, you know? And we'll argue about it and whatever, but we'll come to a point where if Ciro goes, I'm not singing that, man, that word is just shit.
Love the accent.
You know? Then
Martin,
I'm like,
Martin,
okay,
did
cool.
You, when he did a whole lot of solo stuff, did you get upset with him? Because it's almost like he's betraying the band a little bit by going and doing his own thing.
No, it's not.
Promise me?
Promise, never.
How did you feel, though, then? I mean, how do you justify that to yourself?
It's his own side project. Check it out.
We all do side projects. We all do play with different people. We have to. It keeps it fresh within Vonnegut. Okay. We bring that fresh inspiration back there. Ciro, for example, after he'd spent 3 months doing Jesus Christ Superstar, came back to Vonnegut a much better vocalist.
Oh, well, listen, I stumbled upon a recording of that Gethsemane song the other day.
Oh, yeah?
The Gethsemane scene, yeah.
Jesus, that's some song here.
Yeah, I know, it's a monster of a song, that song. It's probably, for me, I think it's Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's best work.
The best song they've ever done. All right, listen, we're out of time, guys. I'd love to have you here again. Let's plug some stuff quickly because people need to know the
we got
album.
A beautiful launch happening tomorrow night. Are you busy tomorrow night?
I'm in Cape Town tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
Where are you doing this?
At Good Luck Bar.
Okay, very good. There's a launch party at Good Luck Bar in Joburg, Saturday the 4th of November. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And the album is called Rising Sun.
Yeah.
And you can get it on the, on iTunes?
Well, it's been a week already on iTunes, and it's released today, all the other digital platforms.
Beautiful.
And the physical copies will be available on Monday or tomorrow night if you come to our launch.
And in a month's time, you're off to China.
China. That's Ningbo awesome. Cultural Festival.
It's another battle of the bands, actually. We're going to compete against 13 other countries.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Crazy, after 21 years, you still do Battle of the Bands.
Why the hell not? I mean, listen, especially if you know you can win. All right, gents.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
always a
us,
pleasure
guys.
To see you. Wow, there it is. What a way to start our Friday. Coming up, Neil Andrews, our special guest. Stick around for that. And a big thank you to Cito, to Martin from Vonnegut. You know all the details. And if you want to hear that again, go and listen to the podcast. Guys, that was amazing. Awesome. Hey, Ben, what do you want?
Also on the Instagram page, the Gareth Cliff Show on Instagram, there was a live thing, which is now up for 24
a live
hours.
Live thing.
Yeah,
go and check it out, our Instagram story, and you can go and hear the whole shebang. Thank you, gents.
Cool, thank you.
All right, here it is. Take a listen to this. The Un-News. Everything you need to know in one convenient, easy-to-eat session. All right. First of all, Jacob Zuma had a successful day in Parliament yesterday. Well, by his standards. He reminded everybody what his job isn't, how apartheid is to blame for everything, and how a comprehensive state capture report would sink everybody, not just him. He then took a giant shit on Musi Maimane's desk, forcing him to walk out. Henry van Breda demonstrated in court how he fought with his family's attacker. When asked how it went, he said he was relieved it was over. It was, after all, the first time he had ever been involved in a physical altercation with anyone else other than a family member. And finally, Ireland are hell-bent on hosting the Rugby World Cup in 2023, and they don't care if they piss off Yuri Roux in the process. Though South Africa are overwhelming favourites to get the official nod on November the 15th, Dick Spring from Ireland and his Irish bid team are up for a fight. Being Irish and drunk most days, this means it could end up with bare-knuckle boxing. We'll keep you informed. All right, everybody. Coming up, Neil Andrews. Stick around for that.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck?
This is CliffCentral.com.